It's Wednesday, December 14th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yemen, the country south of Saudi Arabia, is in economic crisis. A disasters emergency committee has launched an emergency appeal as millions starve, reports Christian Today. The war in Yemen has taken its toll after 20 months, and now more than 18 million people are suffering. Nearly three-quarters of the population is in urgent need of humanitarian assistance, and more than 7 million do not know where their next meal will come from. A U.S.-led coalition drone strike in Raqqa, Syria, killed three Islamic State fighters, two of whom helped facilitate the November 2015 terror attacks in Paris, the Pentagon announced yesterday. Psalm 94, 21-23 says, "The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them." Christians have been rather pleased with President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks until now. Rex Tillerson, the man whom Trump has tapped for Secretary of State, not only led the charge to open the Boy Scouts to homosexual troop leaders, but his company, ExxonMobil, gives directly to Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in America. Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, said that he's, quote, "tired of the State Department being used as a weapon in the global war on values. The last thing Americans need is a leader who would continue to advocate the leftist social policy of the Obama years," unquote. You can let Trump know how you feel at donaldjtrump.com/contact. Ohio Governor John Kasich has vetoed the heartbeat bill, which would have protected the child in the womb after a heartbeat is detected at the sixth week of gestation. The World View spoke with Janet Folger Porter, the founder of Faith to Action, who has been working on this bill in Ohio for 6 years.
Governor Kasich betrayed life. He broke his pro-life campaign promises, and he turned his back on 20,000 babies whose heartbeats can be heard. Despite all of this, the battle is not over. We are just two votes away from overriding his veto in the House, one vote away in the Senate, and it can be done. Governor Kasich's political career is over, but now we focus on those who want to have a future and are willing to override Kasich's betrayal and give babies with beating hearts a future. The message is do not give up. This is doable. Just as Arkansas overrode their governor's veto of their heartbeat bill, so can we.
Porter explained to The World View that if just two members of the Ohio House switch their vote, it's possible to override the Kasich veto. She recommends that Christian pro-lifers across America call 4 members of the Ohio House who are most likely to switch their vote. But time is of essence. Call them ASAP, no matter the time of day or night, and leave a polite message urging them to override Kasich's veto of the heartbeat bill.
First is to Representative Arndt. His number, 614-644-6011. Representative Galvarone. Her number, 614-466-8104. Cheryl Grossman, her number, 614-466-9690. And Representative Ann Gonzalez can be reached at 614-466-4847. Those are the people that we need to encourage and vote for a veto override so that babies with beating hearts can be protected by law. This is time for the God of the impossible to show himself strong once again. He gave us an impossible victory when the heartbeat bill passed the Ohio Senate, and we had an incredible victory by the Speaker of the Ohio House saying he will allow a veto override vote. We just need to get to 60, and we need 2 more to get there from the vote that was cast. This is not the fourth quarter. This is overtime. I would encourage you also to fast and pray. God is the one who says he sits in the heavens and laughs. He's able to empower this override, and we're going to go to him and ask him for him to overturn this horrendous betrayal of life. Call now and be a part of ending abortion.
You can get the names and numbers to call at the website faith2action.org. That's faith2action.org. If this bill becomes law, it would likely come before the Supreme Court, which, when filled with Trump's pro-life justices, could mean the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and thus the protection of all babies with a beating heart at the six-week mark of gestation. If you take just 5 minutes today and make those four calls, would you please email me at adam@theworldview.com and let me know? 4 out of 10 evangelical Christians believe that doctors should be allowed to assist terminally ill patients in ending their lives, according to a new survey conducted by Lifeway Research, reports the Christian Post. Evangelical disability activist and quadriplegic Johnny Erickson Tada said last Thursday that the research shows that evangelicals, quote, have a basic fear about old age and pain and disability, but fears are not the basis for good social policy, unquote. Johnny explained that, quote, you don't have to have that extra surgery. You don't have to take chemo. If there's anything we should be focusing on, it should not be making it easier for people to die. Let's pull more resources into developing better pain management therapies, unquote. The release of Lifeway's survey comes after Colorado became the sixth state in the country to legalize physician-assisted suicide for terminally ill patients. Walt Disney, the original visionary, would not have been pleased. First, the Disney brand has championed and produced movies which feature nudity, profanity, and gratuitous violence for entertainment. And now, when a sanitizing streaming service called VidAngel.com strips movies of the objectionable nudity, profanity, and violence for $1 per movie, Disney sued. Sadly, a federal judge ruled in favor of the case filed by Disney and 21st Century Fox. VidAngel.com chief executive officer Neil Harmon said, quote, "We will aggressively pursue an appeal and take this case to a higher level where we have always believed we will ultimately prevail," unquote. VidAngel.com services are still operational as of yesterday. Christian brothers and sisters, let's have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians 5:11. And that's The World View on this Wednesday, December 14th, in the year of our Lord 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The World View in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.